Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Welcome to BreezeLine, where reliable, fast internet is great for studying, but even better for gaming. Score big with 200 megabits per second internet for just $19.99 a month for 2 years. You could save even more money if you or a roommate have a Pell Grant. Plus, get free Wi-Fi your way home for powerful Wi-Fi in every room. There's no data caps, contracts, or hidden fees, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Now go get that score up. I mean, GPA. Go to BreezeLine.com/OSU to learn more. Service subject to availability. New customers only. Terms and conditions apply.
Where are you going to be? We got to plug these dates.
Plug these dates. You guys, I'm coming east for the summer. So May 31st, I'm going to be in Tampa, Florida at Side Splitters. June 1st, I'll be at the new Madcaps Comedy Club in Palm Coast, Florida. Then I'm doing two shows at the Sparrow in Charleston on Friday, June 2nd. Baltimore, Sunday, June 4th. Lexington, Kentucky, the following weekend, 8th through the 10th. Then Asheville, in Philadelphia, then DC. Go to jmscomedy.com.
Oh shit, it's a lot. You got a lot shows. Coming up.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do it in chunks. You know, okay. It's instead of doing weekends a month. I'm doing spots in LA in May, and then I'm just forcing. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I like to do. Just spurts.
I wish. I'm. Fuck. Where am I? Where are we at right now? I'm going to be this weekend.
I mean, this will be 3 weeks from now.
Okay.
But you could say it and we could just put it on all of them.
Yeah, let's do it for all. Yeah. Okay. I will be in Vermont, the Vermont Comedy Club, April 27th to 29th. Back home for 2 weeks. LA, first 2 weeks. I'm very excited. Come see me at the Comedy Store if you're looking for shit like that to do. I'll be in Austin, Texas at the Creek and Cave, May 19th, 20th. Then I will be in Dania Beach, Florida, which is 30 minutes from Miami. So if you're Miami, come. That's as close as I'm going to get.
Do it.
We'll probably be fucking the Hot Pilot before the shows.
Bienvenido a Miami.
Can't wait for that. The 31st, I'll be at One Nighter, Nashville Zany. So come to that.
May 31st.
May 31st. Okay. Yeah. Lydia Popovich is hosting.
I love Lydia.
I love her so much. Then I got June 22nd to 24th. June 17th. I'm opening up for Tim Dillon in San Francisco at a theater. That's probably sold out. He sells shit out.
Yeah.
Then I'm at Spokane, Washington at the Spokane Comedy Club, June 22nd to 24th. Then I'm going to be Just for Laughs for a very long time. Just for Laughs, Montreal.
She's moving to Montreal.
17th to the 31st. I'm there for a very long time.
Jesus Christ.
Doing 21 fucking shows. I'm doing the Nasty Show for 2 weeks. Then I'm doing my own hour three in the round. I'm doing a TV taping.
Look at you.
And then August, don't fucking look at me in August.
Don't even. You're going to go to the
cottage? I'm not doing shit. I'm going to the cottage. I'm not doing shit all in August. I'm fucking going to be a bum in the cottage, hoping my daughter doesn't get fucking pneumonia again.
Oh, you're taking her. Is she coming to Montreal?
No, she's going to stay. Well, she's going to stay at the cottage until my parents call me going, she has pneumonia again. I'm like, well, she's coming to Montreal.
Well, she's a French golden retriever.
Not having
now.
My dog in fucking. I was thinking about it because my agents were like, you can probably get the buyout and do the Airbnb. But I'm like, I'm not going to be partying till 3 a.m. and coming home and walking my golden retriever. She's staying at the cottage.
Yeah, well, it's good. Yeah, Just for Laughs is a scene.
It's going to be a lot. So it's going
to
be a lot.
You don't want Susan to steal.
And then
show.
My big Toronto show. If you're a Toronto fan, for God's sakes, I've already halfway sold it out. So if this show sells out, which it will, I'm not doing another one. December 14th, the Danforth Music Hall, the biggest venue I've ever done in Toronto. Well, besides opening for Bell.
Yeah.
The biggest venue I've done myself.
Headline, yeah.
Headline, get tickets. I don't tell you. Go to fucking LiveNation.com. People are going to take a massive cost more. LiveNation.com.
And we love you.
We love you. Bye.
Bye. I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're sloths. Oh, man, we're so good.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
That out.
Oh, shit. Don't put that in there.
That was an impression of Tommy.
Welcome to Slobs. We're rolling. We're here. We go.
We're rolling?
Well, I mean, yeah, we're rolling.
Do
we're
you
on
do
ecstasy.
Kamikaze? Like, that's good.
Oh yeah, just
where there's no intro.
I think we normally do an intro, but right now it seems as if we're not.
Yeah, we might as well. But anyways, it's welcome to Slobs.
Welcome to Slobs with the hilarious Eleanor Kerrigan. How the hell are you? Thank you for coming out.
Let me open my.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time. I probably have had a lip out on YouTube at some point.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Steph's got the short shorts on. She's really pushing this.
Look, if I like one thing on my body, it's my legs. Everything else we hide. The legs are out and about. I'm single now. We let the legs out. We got the labias out. I got tested today. I got the scar to prove it. I got the little blood mark to prove
tested.
It. I think my ex may have cheated on me, so I got tested for syphilis, anything? HIV. Okay.
Good.
And
I remember doing that after my last birthday.
Yeah.
Just the better check it out.
Yeah, and I went there. I lined up early. It's very embarrassing to line up.
Yeah. Wait for it to open.
Half an hour early. There's a line in front of me. And then there's a father-son duo together getting tested in front of me.
Together?
Yes. And they both the dad got tested too. And I was like, ooh, I don't know why that really grossed me out.
Hey, man. Tag team. What's wrong with that? they were probably at my house.
I got to get tested. Well, you like what you like. I don't know. They say that I think Tommy Lee or all the guys from whatever band he's in. What was Motley Crue?
Yeah.
I think that was in his
whatever
book.
Band he's in. Fuck
what,
you.
What, the tag team?
Sorry, I'm young. Threesomes with moms and daughters, specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my multiple God. Threesomes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not making it in a book or something. I'm not making it, like, oh, we'll have to.
I think Brittany Ferlin on Alaska. Six's book. I think it was Nikki's. Yeah, he's great.
Whatever band
I would have done it.
From you would have done it. Would you have had sex with your mom? My dad saw me once and I cried.
But maybe one of my sisters.
I would have been.
My mom's kind of a prude.
Okay. Yeah, that's the only reason.
I would have been. No, I think my mom would have been into it, and I would have been like, not because of me, great. Just so she could go, I had sex with these guys. Dude, my mom, I think, was near Miles Davis in a bar once in the 70s, and if you get her drunk, she'll go, yeah, I used to party with Miles Davis.
And you're like, you never. Once.
I don't. She says happened? She. I don't know. I don't know. She just is like, yeah. He hung out at a place I used to go. And I'm like, okay, mom. It's probably true. And he's like, there's that woman again.
Is she? Yeah. Did she drink your mom?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
So maybe they did. Yeah, you never know. She used to be fun, allegedly.
She used to be fun.
She used to drink. And now she just lies and says she doesn't drink. So, you know.
Oh, good.
You know.
Good, well, it's progression. Good.
Yeah. Real positive
it's
start.
It's one of the steps.
Hey, I admitted I had a problem. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fix
it. One step.
Yeah.
Baby steps for her. That's fine.
Just falls down the stairs.
You'll start over again.
Do you want to do a rectal exam today? I said no to the rectal.
Why?
What do they do in the rectal?
Well, I don't know. I've never had one.
What do they?
I don't know.
Like a swab?
A swab. And I
Have
wasn't ready
anal
for the
sex?
No. Not a long time.
Okay. Well, it only matters if you...
I mean, yeah, I have, but it's not recently.
I was like, okay.
As I just... The chair just turns into my asshole because it's so fucking prolapsed.
It just goes inside.
I just disappear.
Well, you don't need it if you haven't been...
No, and
or,
I...
Or if you had it with the same person that you had the other stuff with, you're going to have it in both holes. So yeah, you can just test one and take whatever pill or shot they're going to give you, right?
Yeah, I mean,
unless you're like, only my ass, don't come near my mouth or my pussy. Just go straight into my ass.
Straight to the ass.
Just go right in. Just
well, I thought you guys said this was a PG.
They were joking. I don't know why they said
my
that.
Fault.
I don't know.
Yeah, no. This is God. The most. You ever put stuff in your butt?
All kinds of stuff. Whatever's laying around.
A couple of toothbrushes, a couple of screws.
Yeah, the toothbrushes are fun because the bristles kind of tickle.
Yeah, tickle.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
those
yeah.
big round, like oval ones.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
The vibrating ones, sometimes they just go off.
You know what would feel
small.
Good?
I like a little bigger.
A thick.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok today with a dog that had like a big beetle in its mouth that was buzzing. And then when the mom made the dog spit it out, I was like, that would probably feel good somewhere else. I'm not putting a fucking beetle in my holes, but
I
like
I feel like you are.
No,
the fuck am I on?
Ew. I mean, this is that's maybe the worst.
She puts a beetle in a sock. She's like, let's try this one.
I read a sock about this. Sounds good. I wasn't even thinking about the sock.
Well, I didn't. Somebody was accused of doing that long time ago.
Richard Gere with a gerbil.
Yeah, that's it.
With a sock.
And he's so hot. I'm like, let him do it. Let him do whatever he wants.
I didn't know there was a sock.
I thought it was a sock.
I thought it was a gerbil in his asshole. I thought they put like a hamster tube in there.
No, I think there was a sock.
And the gerbil.
Wait, you think he's going to run through his fucking asshole?
Yeah, I think that happens. But then they got little claws.
Like a hamster on a wheel? Yeah. You're like, oh, it'll feel good. It'll feel good if he's just in there fucking running.
Yes. I guess you have to have the sock to like keep it from
pull
getting
it
away.
Out.
Oh, that's to pull it out. That makes sense.
So I'm sorry. I put things in there. So no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, it'll say it's a vortex. It'll
I have different sock drawers for different things.
Yeah. Honey, bring me my gerbil sock. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's the one.
Guys, don't go in
shreds.
That drawer. Yeah. That's an uncomfortable one.
That poor gerbil just.
It died. Apparently they die.
Of course it did. It suffocated from the sock, and then it was in there.
And
it was
asshole.
Like...
Well, speaking of asshole stuff, since we're on the topic here, I posted a clip today about
of your asshole.
Like, of your asshole.
Of my asshole. I gave my asshole.
Eyes around it.
No, I just did a joke about how I was in whatever. You can watch the fun clip, but it doesn't matter. I was asking. I said, "There's a girl in the front that says she's a nurse," and I go, "What's the worst thing you found in an asshole?"
Okay.
And then she goes, "Flared base. Always have a flared base." I was like, "Okay." And then I was
like, "Flared base?"
Yeah. So then I made a joke about. I'm like, "Oh, what's been in there? Veggies, fruits?" And she's like, "A salad." And I was like, "A salad." And then, you know, a fun riff with that. But then a nurse DM'd me today, and she's like, "Nurse here. One time there was a patient who stuck a full size Yankee candle up his butt. He needed surgery to remove it." Another time a young woman came in sick and drunk and they didn't know what was going on with her, but it turned out she put an alcohol-soaked tampon up her butt. No lie.
That's kids do that
a lot,
don't
they? That's what they say.
Like,
that yes. The idea is that you won't fail a breathalyzer.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I have, you still get drunk.
But a Yankee candle, like he literally Yankee doodled.
I have
but
those are worse thick. One.
That's those wow. are like,
what's worse?
This girl said, weirdest thing I've ever seen, another nurse. Two Burger King straws in the vagina, but the patient was insisting we find her $50 note she had hidden up there.
That's
so
funny.
She didn't not only put two straws in there.
She's
she
like,
put
I'm not getting robbed
change.
On the way
I
home.
Put all of the things I use to do cocaine inside my vagina.
It's kind of a wallet. It's kind of a wallet. You can stick it in
wallet.
There.
That's what's nice.
Mine has a little clasp on it, doesn't yours, to keep the change in?
That's good for traveling. You can only
mine
take so
doesn't.
Much.
The clasp is broken.
Okay,
the change
then.
Just falls
it's just dangling.
Out. Change doesn't stay in there anymore. It's not like it used to be.
Pennies
it's
just not dropping.
Like, you're not kegling?
Not the way you think.
No.
I mean, okay. I do, but it doesn't affect.
Do
it doesn't work anymore.
Should we be kegling? I should be. I
you should, everyone should be kegling.
Meanwhile, yeah. You said it, and I'm like, well, let me see if it works.
Yeah, every time you say the word, every woman.
So this chair might have a stain. Sorry.
That's so funny. You get up, and it's been sucked inside you. You're like, oh, still got it.
Still got
sorry
the
about this
kegel.
Futon or whatever the oh, yeah. fuck I'm in. What is this?
I don't know what that is.
What is
this set? We're low on chairs that
no,
fit
the
set.
Set. We like the set. We want a slob. We're fucking slobs.
I like you got trailer. The neon. Nice.
But but we need to buy more lawn chairs. So.
It's a trailer yeah. park. Got it. Yes. Okay, the fake.
Home sweet home. You didn't pick up
pick it
that?
Up? Nah, I don't pay attention.
Just come in.
I just know I'm in the down. Basement and I'm thinking of other things. Like
yeah. You're
I'm not worried about the fucking Cookie Monster
fucking
carpet
what, I don't know
and
what that rug is. You guys maybe can't see it, but there is a blue rug under the
yeah,
AstroTurf.
And then the AstroTurf is just whatever.
Well, that's
that
where
is.
I pee. We right. do like long recordings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We just
pop
love
a
those.
Squat in the corner.
So for me, I'm just like, oh, I'm worried about the ghost and that plant. I didn't see anything else. That's... But I did just notice the slobs. So I got excited.
You got excited.
Yeah, that's good.
Neon.
So wait, you're not killing. On the apps because I just mentioned I do have a date tonight. I do like bragging because I know my ex is listening to this for sure. And I do like bragging. I do have a lot going on.
She
I got a lot
is
of
your ex
lined up.
Does he listen?
I guarantee he listens.
A lot of
you're a piece
callers.
Of shit, sir.
Oh, that is putting it
sorry.
Nicely.
That is putting it nicely.
Oh, that is the nicest thing you could say about him.
Yeah, we're not getting too much.
But I'm
much
thinking
into
about
it,
what, like, I only met him, I think, once, maybe twice.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just so overly nice. And I thought, man, this is great. This is great. I'm happy for Steph. Mm-hmm. This guy's cool. And then you tell me what happened. And I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah. We haven't discussed on here what that is.
Okay, whatever.
You
but
know,
still.
Yeah. It's not good. So,
yeah.
Ain't pretty.
Still.
Yeah.
I don't want to cross paths with him.
No, nobody does.
Neither.
It's not going to work out for him.
Abominable snowman. Yeah. Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay. Anyways, he's called him the abominable snowman.
That's I don't
hilarious.
Know why. He does kind of have snowman vibes.
He's got a blob vibe,
like an
and
evil,
I hate him.
An evil character in a claymation, like one of the Christmas claymations.
Yeah. Someone said it looks like yeah, like he's tying somebody to the railway tracks
yes.
at all times.
Oh. Yeah, he's a cartoon villain.
Yeah. He is. It was a disguise.
I don't know why I played the villain.
Yeah, you're like, tie me down.
Oh, no.
But I got a lot going on. I'm here to brag. I'm back. I'm back hard. I came back
good.
Hard.
Single
she's
staff,
hard, guys.
Single Steph has had a couple sexual partners already. She has a date
nice.
Tonight with a very hot man.
Ooh,
he's good looking.
Okay.
He's good looking. He's hot as fuck.
He's from the apps.
He's from the apps. We don't love his
I
name.
I love this app.
His name is bad, but
he has the same name.
Oh, it's
the
okay.
same name as my ex, so we don't love the name. But
oh, that's uncomfortable.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't put it in my phone because I refuse to put it in there, but... We have him. I got another guy that I was talking to, I forgot about, in Vermont. He's been sending me videos of him just showering, just rubbing his dick around, and it's nice and sunny.
In Vermont. Are you going to Vermont?
He's close
to
Vermont. Huh?
He's like up there. He's like, I think he's close to Rochester.
Wait, this is...
He's another guy.
He's in South Carolina.
Sorry about the guy for tonight, but there's another guy.
I've got a lot.
He's got a sudsy cock.
She's a single lady.
No, single Steph is a bit wild.
Yeah,
I think we forgot about her.
Sudsy cock Steph is a problem.
I didn't. I think about her all the time. Where's single Steph now? Is what I think.
Well, you're worried. Very worried.
No, I am very. I'm like,
I like that though. That's good. The sudsy cock. So he sends a sudsy cock picture.
Video.
I'm so sorry.
Dude, a hot jerk off video.
Mm-hmm. He's got long, flowing hair, too. He's got
you're
really like
a lesbian.
Yes.
I might be.
It's okay.
Beautiful thighs.
No, beautiful penis.
Yeah. Save on a strap penis? On with the long hair. Fuck it.
There it is.
I mean, work it out any way you want, but take it.
I mean,
you're not on the apps?
No. And everybody tortures me for that.
Have you ever tried?
So one time a friend was like going through it, and I think I do a bit about it every once in a while. I always forget it because I hate when they get into the fucking signs. What's your sign? And I don't know. My sign is empty.
Are you a Gemini? You know? Is that why?
What?
Are you a Gemini? Is that why?
No, I'm a Virgo. I won't even know what a Gemini is. If you asked me gun the head, what month is that? Kill me because I'd be happier. I have no idea about signs.
Weird time to tell you this is a horoscope podcast.
Oh, yeah. And that was the other thing. My friend goes, so you don't know your moon sign? I'm like, what the fuck? I never heard of that.
I don't know what a moon sign is.
You got a big three. You got the moon and you got the rising sign. So your sun sign, the regular one, people go, what's your sign? Look, I didn't know all this. Somebody taught me.
Just opened up a weirdo.
Yeah, you did. You really did.
I'm sorry.
It's like the regular sign where you're like, this is... I actually don't even understand
that. One of my exes gave me a book. He had a big cock, so I took it. I was like, yeah, I don't look at the book. And I never looked at it. And he used to get mad at me. He's like, why? He was into signs. He was like, you got to know what's going on. I'm like, I'm right here. Yeah, are you circumcised?
Yeah.
That's all I need. Do I need a Q-tip? Where are we at? Like, I think that's part of the bit. Yeah. There's your sign. No. I get weird with that. And then I'm like... Because I never met anybody like on a sign. All my boyfriends would just be, on an app.
Yeah.
I would just.
A few guys at
you know,
a sign,
like I always.
A bus stop.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I always, especially if they're getting out of prison, those are my favorites. And, you know, I always wait at that stop. You know?
You're so generous to always offer them a ride.
Yeah. You know? I'm like, oh, you look like you need a ride.
And a job and a place
how many
to
strikes
live?
You have? Yeah. Anyway, let's. My ex. Did a few years, whatever, it's not a big deal, and he was so cute.
In jail or with you?
With me and jail. Okay. And you know, I don't know which is worse, I gotta be honest, for him.
But he had the big penis.
He had a big cock.
Okay, well, I'll take some jail for a big dick.
Overlook for a big dick.
Yeah,
so many things, you know. 5 years goes by, you're like, wait a minute, this guy is not a good idea for
this
me.
Oh, I did a five-year thing too, because it was the biggest, most beautiful penis I've seen in my entire life.
Yeah
Well, was he cheating on me? For sure.
I mean, a certain size of dick, you're like, well, I can't go back from this.
No.
You can, but you think you can't.
No.
Like, I thought my high school boyfriend had a monster cock, and I was like, well, I'm destroyed.
Yeah.
We bounced
back. I was just thinking, you said you were dating guys with this guy has the same name. And, of course, that is kind of a wound.
Yes,
but
yes.
Everybody would tease me because all my boyfriends in South Philly were named Mario. It was like I would look for him.
Mario?
Do you have a tattoo with a heart that says Mario? Like,
No.
I got to
no
replace
tattoos.
The next guy.
No tattoos. Because a kid we grew up with, he would get his girlfriends tattooed. And then he would get married. And then he would divorce him and then cross him out. God rest his soul. But his whole
dead,
fucking arm was covered.
A list?
A whole arm. And he would cross them off. He wouldn't even like go over them or cover. It was the funniest.
And women would be like,
fucking
yeah, I want to be the next one.
Oh, yeah. He was wild, wild. And all I would do is laugh. He was a little older than me, but it made me laugh because I was like, uh-oh, here he comes.
Yeah,
that guy's worse than me getting fucking tattoos with people. I thought I was
fucking bad. Wait, you got tats from guys?
Oh, yeah.
Got my second one. Went to go get it covered up today, but that's why I keep wearing these fucking socks. I'm covering it up.
Just wearing high socks.
I have. I'm wearing high socks.
That was for a guy?
That was the most recent.
That is not the first time she's done that. And I just want to go on record. I did express that I didn't think it was a
good
thing.
Are you a military kid?
I'm a fucking moron. Like that? No, I'm an idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
Military kids, they fall in love a lot because they move a lot.
Oh.
So, and like if you meet military guys, true, like they're like, I'm in love, second date. You're like, calm down.
Yeah, they love bonding.
But it's because, you know, they live a different life.
They want something to attach to somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. They're being pushed around. You know, they're like, I got to
get. You get better benefits from the military.
It's true, but
they're trying to lock you down.
Then they fall in love at the next port.
Yeah,
like as my what was that thing my mom would say? Any port, any ship in a port, or something like that. Whatever it was like wherever they go next, then they get a new one.
There's a hole at every port.
I'm fucking up the saying, but yeah, she always used to say that, and she married a Marine.
That's so funny.
So
every port, your goddamn father.
Ship in every port. No,
yeah,
maybe that's it.
Oh, parking their ship in every port. That's what it is.
That's it. Park.
Yeah, the port is a vagina. That's all we are. We're ports for boats.
Yeah,
we're just the port of Los Angeles.
I'm a canvas of hell right now. Is what my body is. It's where I went to get it covered up today. I'm getting it lightened. Because I went to get it covered up, but it's my tattoo artist is too fucking good, so the colors are too crisp, so I have to go get it lightened first, and then he can put something on top of it.
So you're going to just get it light enough to cover, not like fully removed?
Yeah, not fully removed. So I'm just going to do probably two or three
sessions.
Are
we learning from this one?
Oh, we've learned from this one. We will never do this for the rest of my fucking life.
Can we get this as a clip? So can I get this 6 months from now? And she's like, we both got cupcakes. We love cupcakes. It's like a hardcore cupcake.
We met at a cupcake place. So.
It's a cupcake with a dog collar on.
I have a cupcake on my asshole, and it's hard to cover.
It's soap suds, because that's what he likes to put on his penis.
Yeah.
Whoa. Look, it was... Yeah, I have a problem, and I fell in love fast, and then I did stupid things.
Wow.
Love is stupid. Love is the worst fucking drug. I hate it.
Oh, yeah. Love is the things that we've all done for love.
But now I have no love, and it sucked out of my ass, and I don't know if I'll ever be in love again.
Yeah, well, that's where love gets sucked out of.
I think I'm just going to have a bunch of partners. I think I'm just going to be this fucking whore.
Why not?
Why not?
I don't hate the idea of it.
Yeah, you're a lady of the world.
Men
travel.
Get to be whores?
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah. Well, it's also like, think about how you picture your life.
Yeah.
Like, do you want a fucking family and kids and some guy waiting on the couch every time you get home?
Ew.
Or
blob.
Or do you want just
fuck blob?
That sounded hot so black
fucks.
And white.
Yeah, I was like,
that
oh
was
god.
Boring.
Okay, wait. Let's get back to so you. Wow. You tried the apps once. I'm not getting out of this. You tried the apps once. Which one did you try? Tinder.
I forget which one. Maybe it was Bumble. Maybe
Bumble,
that was
where the girl talks first. That seems like you. Bumble, the woman has to say something first.
Oh really?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like you'd want to be.
Well,
like,
I'll tell you this. We didn't follow through because we got in a fight over the sign thing, and then that was it. That was never. That was it. That was the furthest we got.
She started the conversation by really with the signs.
Yeah, it was the first. Maybe it wasn't Bumble. I don't remember, but it was a long time
ago.
You
brought up the signs,
and then I just let it go because I always met people just being out or whatever
being
through
social.
Like part of the dumb bit I do is I always say I have a vagina. Why do I have to download an app to get dick?
Yeah,
like,
no,
that's
it's
dumb.
Like,
yeah, it is dumb.
Oh yeah, it's a
it's
magnet.
The golden ticket.
It is.
I thought. No, maybe not here in West Hollywood, but hey.
This slow
be
swivel.
The for that,
this is my Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
But it looks bad. Oh, the worst.
Not
help.
It's not. It's not.
Some
that
change
anymore.
Falls out. Anyway,
we're screwed now. I feel like I think the apps.
Do you find
and I
men
think,
still like approach you?
I've got I get hit on. I get asked out a lot, and I
see?
Just ignore them.
Do you?
Yeah, I know.
Here?
I'm terrible.
You can ignore people in person. Do you guys know that? You can just ignore them.
I do. Yeah. Well, I don't ignore it, but I always like ha ha. You know, and I just talk around it.
Really?
My problem is, I don't know. My standards were really low. I mean, in the ground low. Now I'm just like, ugh.
Because it's you have to it's you get used to your life, you get comfortable.
I mean, it's so bizarre though. It's like I can't.
The
it's like you
thing.
Know when you go shopping and you're like, oh, who would wear that material? But then you put it on, it looks fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I don't even try them on anymore. I'm just like, ah, leave it on the rack.
Yeah.
Like I'm terrible.
I have enough.
I'm lazy. I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's
so
also
I'm like, I gotta hurry up because I might lose it. You know,
oh, we're also busy.
They say that
if you don't use it, you lose it.
That's true too. And people are like, "Oh, but you're on the road." And I've had people on the road be like, you know, road dick, whatever. Like, hey, can we tag in? Mm-hmm.
I never did it on the road.
I haven't either. That's why I'm like,
you guys are missing out. Doing it on the road.
That's right.
This guy in a city that people don't know specifically where I'm staying. That's serial killer 101, man. That's
I wouldn't mind getting killed on the road. That'd be fun. At this point, I'm ready to get.
What if I bombed that night and it's the last thing people remember?
Yeah.
Well, you know, at least she had low ticket sales. Yeah. And nobody came out and she got booed off stage. So.
There was 12 people and I was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll
That's
tell
what,
you
what he says in his interview when he.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting
being arrested.
The documentary of that's his name, but they don't even mention who you are. It's just some comedian. You're just an afterthought because he's a serial killer.
Yeah. That would be a nightmare. I was not getting laid this weekend and. North Carolina.
Nothing?
It was the ugliest Tinder I've ever seen in my entire life.
A lot of guns
so
and fish?
You change your location on Tinder.
Every time I go, I open the app the second, the second I land.
I know a lot of people do that.
There's like an advanced feature where you can like do a head.
I'm not paying. Sorry. I'm not
that fucking
desperate.
People who will like pay. It's like they're going to be there.
Well, by
I
the way.
Male comics do that.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of people think, oh, yeah, I can't find somebody. And it's true. We all get like that panic, whatever. Like, oh, I'm going to die alone. Which, by the way, is my favorite thing.
It's also but, you are. We all are.
Yeah, it's cool. And but I'm saying, like, this weekend I was working in Phoenix, and we flew out of Burbank. And smaller airport, you know, more people talk to you, whatever. I don't know. They're nicer. Like, in LAX, they don't even make eye contact. Yeah. So this guy, we just started talking. He was flying to Phoenix for a date. And I was like, now that's impressive.
Wow.
And he goes, well, you know, LA, you know, out here, it's hard. And I was like, you're going in for dinner, whatever, tonight, and then coming back. But I was like, well, we're all in the same fucking boat, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's just like,
like, he's like, y'all go to Phoenix. Yeah, fine with that. Yeah, it's only an hour flight.
It's crazy. I was long distance for fucking 7 months. It's crazy.
Jesus. Yeah.
We got to take a quick break.
Oh.
Oh.
We do.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Okay, we're back.
We're back. And I just want to say,
wow,
man, I want to meet
weird,
the woman.
It was weird because I peed in my seat.
Yeah.
It's great. I want to meet the woman who's flying to sea because I have had men who won't drive.
No, it was a man.
A block. I know.
Oh.
I want a pussy where people will fly to a new state for me.
Right. Oh, okay. I was like, wait.
God damn.
Because a girl, I could see more doing that.
Oh, because we're chasing love.
Right.
Yeah.
It's, we're it's like, oh, no, he's good. He's not from here. So he's probably better. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we do that. You know what I mean? Like, and so for to see a guy doing that, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it is wild.
Okay, cool.
But then you also, it's like, wow, yeah, there is no one here. But then I'm also like, but you also have to fly to another state. To meet people, so like, you're not meeting anyone. Like, you're not.
You know, it's not quality. It's what
everything
it could
that's
be.
Left is slop. I think the slop is left. The cream has risen,
I got
and the
last
slop
good one.
Is the slop is just all that's around anymore.
And
I always imagine when I imagine this guy, the date tonight is in North Hollywood. I'm like, thank God, that's only a couple exits off the one. But if you live in fucking Hermosa Beach, we're done.
Oh yeah, I
Long
wouldn't make
Beach?
My.
We're going to fucking Long Beach. You kidding me? This
I wouldn't make my radius that far.
No.
I'm like, if you're not within 2 miles, when I was on the apps, it's not happening. I just
no, it's too far.
But I know people that have driven out. Like, by the way, I did Long Beach the other night, and my friend goes, "Oh, you're going out of town again?" I was like, "It's 40 minutes." But then I forget who it was, but they were together for a long time, and they met on an app, and she was in Long Beach, and he was. Here, West Hollywood, and
they made it work.
Yeah,
that's
I mean, it didn't fully last, but they went for a long time.
Okay,
man, my
I can't remember who it is.
My boyfriend's thinking about moving like a neighborhood west, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, you're
I'm not gonna break up with him. But I'm like, God, I really am. Like, it's gonna be so hard. How are we gonna make it work? Like,
do I have to use Waze to get to you?
Yeah,
or, you know, you
I
just start thinking like
traffic, which I will. But
okay. Road dick also
like you made that fall down with that lie.
The wall feels bad for me. Just relax, bitch.
I can't even road dick. Well, what I do now is I'll share my location with my opener, who's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be like, if I go to their place, I haven't done this.
I hope you pay him extra.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Scrape your body off the ground.
Look, I haven't done it. I haven't done road dick since I've been
opener. I would be so annoying. 5 a.m. Steph, hi, it's me again.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you're okay. I see your location, but I haven't heard from you. I would be.
I mean, that's good, but no. It can't.
I show up. You're fucking. Are you killing her? It sounds like you're hurting her.
No, I'm getting. Yeah, Kansas City and North Carolina were the ugliest people I've seen in my entire life. So
really?
Unreal.
Devastating.
North Carolina was so bad. Oh, also, I walked a couple this weekend.
I would think.
You walked a couple?
I walked a couple. I haven't walked a couple in a long time.
Old really? People?
Old, yeah.
What
old
the,
old in North Carolina line? Or Casey?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, a couple of older African-American couple. They were 70, I believe, years old, they estimated.
What was the line?
I think it was right after I talked about how my pussy belongs in a maritime museum. They were like, that's enough. We've seen enough. We've hit the number here, and that's it. And the problem is with old people, when they
leave, our bottom,
they take a long time.
Oh, it's a very slow.
So I was like, I can see them walking out like
the chair squeak.
Oh,
and they
God.
Don't know how loud they talk, so they're like, I don't care for her vagina
that's
jokes.
Exactly, it. And I'm like, and there they go, and they can't even hear me making fun of them as they leave. Right, they're just like, they're so tuned out.
Because the batteries died in the hearing aid. They're like, we've been here too long.
Yeah.
We're talking.
Yeah, maybe they just left because they couldn't hear you at all.
No,
anymore.
They could hear. They did
not. Oh, they
like
heard.
It. Yeah. They did not like it.
Wow.
What club? I love that.
The issue was it's the improv out there, but it's 500-seat theater.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Who's selling that out? I'll tell you who. Only Tracy Morgan, I asked.
That's so funny. I met an old couple once at Tampa Improv when I first started comedy, and they were like, we love comedy. We've come to see over 50 shows, and we've loved them all, except for one. Oh. It was this man named Tracy Morgan. he started talking about pooping on a table. They were like, so mad. God.
Really?
Tracy Morgan, yeah.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Tracy's I guess he would...
He's a little crazy.
The poop would be, but he's so likable.
Well, it's also like, I was like,
it's like
you guys,
he could get away with talking about anything.
And I'm like, did you guys not know Tracy Morgan at all before you came to see him? So you just thought this was a random.
But this is what's really pissing me off now. I guess if you're 70, it might be harder to Google stuff, but most people should be Googling the headliner.
Look up the 100%. Person. See if you like them.
I said that this weekend. I said, oh, you guys didn't Google me.
Yeah.
And I said, I was headlining the late shows. I go, how many people have seen me before? And nobody raised their hand. I was like, fuck, I usually have some regulars in
some
Phoenix.
People,
Unfortunately, I mean, not fortunate, but I was doing the early shows with Dice. So they probably bought the early show because they like us together. But when I come by myself, like headline a weekend, they usually come out and support.
Yeah.
So it probably got mixed. So whatever, but it was fine. But this one, I mean, they didn't get mad at me, luckily, I think. I don't know. Maybe that one church group in the back. We'll see. But it was like, I got them to laugh. Even the lady that was like, oh.
Yeah.
I got her to laugh at certain things. You know what I mean? But I was like, oh shit, this is, you know, this is like the OR-ish where.
Yeah, where you're having to like
figure
it out.
They're just here for.
Celebs
general comedy
whatever.
Or like
they were like
person.
This is by our hotel
it's nearby, let's get out for a couple hours,
but it's like also it's really upsetting because it's like,
I mean, they were great, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, like, I was thinking about that because the lady was like, oh,
but that's so annoying. That's like also when it's the crowd is there just for you too, like they know it's you, it's so much more fun for everybody. Everybody around's all just up. Like the late show I had on Saturday was fucking weird as hell. I just couple, the guy was 27 and the woman was 58, and I was like,
hey,
you
was
really
like,
get ages you get.
I was like,
you card people at your show? You're like, give me your ID.
Yes, every person in the
70
crowd.
Year old
it got
people
so
are
awkward
leaving.
And then the rest of the show was like super weird, and it was like, oh god. It was like, it felt like more work when the show feels like a lot of work and not fun,
right?
That's when it takes that turn.
It is a job. Ew.
yeah
Well, I finally, like, it took me a while to get to the point where like I wasn't apologizing to the club for like, sorry if they thought I was too. It's like, no, fuck you, like, do a little research.
Right,
like, I mean,
it's not that hard to Google.
There have been a couple clubs that really,
and a lot of weird shit comes up if you Google a person's name. You can have fun.
Somebody commented on one of my YouTube videos recently that I'm so fucking disgusting and they hate me so much. And they came to the Comedy Store one night and they said, and me and all of my friends walked out during your set. And I was like, no, you fucking didn't. I notice anybody who even fucking pees during my set. Yeah. You're telling me and fucking 10 people fucking walked out?
Oh,
nah, you
psycho.
Fucking didn't.
She'll
you
name
did not.
Their outfits.
I see everything. I see everything. So I was like, no, you fucking didn't. You sat there. You might have hated it. Sure, go ahead and hate me, you fucking dumb asshole. He's probably watching this too just to hate me more.
Well,
I was like, you
I mean,
didn't.
You know what?
Michael something.
The more they hate you, the better. And here's the thing.
It drives up sales.
It really does. It's fucked up. But like, I just had a fight with Dublin and the whole city. I was in New York, I was working at the Cellar, and these guys, two guys up front, they were drunk and they were from Ireland. Now I could have easily been like, hey, Irish drunk, you know, whatever,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's not gonna affect Irish. They
We hear that all the time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's not going to shut you down.
No.
So I'm vicious. I'm an asshole.
Oh,
so I went for the fucking jugular because they were, it was late night. It was at the Village Underground. Ooh. And the Village Underground. I'm right. And so they were, everybody that got off stage was like, fuck. And even Colm Terrell, who is Ireland.
Irish.
He was like, these fucking guys from Ireland are fucking annoying.
These fucking guys from Ireland right? are the worst.
God. And I was like, fuck that, right? So they go, you're next, whatever. I go up, and as soon as I started, I was, you know, goofing around with this bigger guy that looked like he was from Game of Thrones. Like, just goofing around, and they started, like, heckling. I mean, now they're front row. They're front row.
Yeah.
So I go, oh, you're Irish? And like, me, 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 right? They were going like this. They were fucking obliterated, right?
Oh, God.
So I go, where are you from? And they said, Dublin. And I go, you're practically English. And they fucking, all of a sudden, it was like going home. Because I go, listen to me. I know how to shut down a fucker, right? You're practically English. They sat up like they just went home and their mother caught them drinking, like, as kids. And they were like, and
that's so funny.
I go, I'm sorry. Like that really quick. Cause I know
that
how
you fucked them, yeah.
they sat up straight. Right.
That's so funny.
And then I go, I always say I'm 100% Irish. My heritage. Calm down, Dub. Calm the fuck down. I know I live in America. You cocksucker. So I always, because I grew up in an Italian neighborhood. They always picked on us for our
in South Philadelphia. East Coast, the way they
fucking nationality. Yeah, your heritage is all you are.
Oh.
So I'm this Mick, whatever. They called me every name in the book. My friend Timmy has a Harpo tattoo because they called him Harpo. That's an Irish slur, whatever. So we just own them, right? So I go, yeah, I always say I'm 100% Irish. And my mom will go, and a little English. I'm like, yeah, I know how rape works. And so it was like a call. It was like, I said to you was fucking horrendous.
Yeah.
But you don't understand sarcasm, you cocksuckers. And then they're like, oh, this bitch is from Boston, because they watched a video before where I was joking about the Boston accent. Google doesn't work out there either. You don't have the fucking internet.
Yeah.
So one guy was like, if you said that to somebody from Dublin, they punch you. I go, I said it to two, fucknut.
Yeah.
And we high-fived.
Because
they realized, and they even came out after the show, because I had another set. You know, they have like four clubs there. So I went and did another late night set.
Yeah.
So afterwards, that show was letting out, and I saw them on the street.
Like,
and they were like, hey, thanks. You know, and they like,
they
high five pound, whatever.
Yeah,
they were great. They were like, sorry for fucking talking during your set. But they sobered up.
That's so funny.
Because I called them fucking English.
Yeah.
I know what an insult is.
She's a pro.
Sorry. I love the way all the other comics,
by the way,
too,
they're fighting so hard, calling me a piece of shit, American. 90,000 views. Thanks, fuck nuts.
Oh, if there's one thing I've learned, it's
and all my family and Carrie and Cork and all that, they're just fucking pushing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so proud of her.
Take it and put it up your fucking asshole, arsehole, whatever you fucking say.
Cocks from Dublin anyway.
I love Dublin, but fuck you for not being able to take a joke, cocksucker.
It's so insane. Yeah, no, it's so crazy. They don't realize.
Literally fighting. There's 200 and something comments on a stupid Facebook video. Mm-hmm. I go, the one guy, he kept, because I wrote a thing explaining what happened. Just, you know, I'm not going to apologize. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. but I wrote a thing explaining what happened.
Yeah.
And then the comments kind of calmed down, and then other guys were coming in and they were just saying, you're not funny. You're this, you're that.
You're ugly.
I go, keep commenting. It's making the video viral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're the ones that are pissed. I'm fine. I just think it's funny that I thought the Irish had the best sense of humor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cause if you, one of my favorite cities to work is Boston.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I say Bast. I have to do it with the accent.
Boston.
So I know everybody gets mad, but whatever. But it's one of my favorites because they're usually Irish, fucking wild, loud.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it.
Can laugh at themselves. Can laugh at
everything.
Can
laugh at shit. I love it. I don't know why I keep looking at the camera. I'm still yelling at
it's
Dublin.
It's fine. I mean, I look at the camera all the time.
Because they go, don't come to Dublin. I'm like, I'm coming.
Oh, yeah. You're coming and you're going to fucking post all about it.
And but if you want to see me, you're going to have to buy a ticket. So
it's so funny when people on the internet get mad when they weren't there, they're out of context. When it's like they were having a good time. Like last night, I was ripping this guy in the front row at Chatterbox in Covina, and he was loving it. Like I was fucking going off on this man, and he was like clapping and like. And if I post that clip, he'd be like, "This fucking woman hates this guy. The guy probably hated." No, the guy was having a fucking blast.
You're picking like, on men. Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, the guy was literally dying laughing. He thanked me after the show. He hugged me. Like it's so fucking crazy.
Cool. But people watching clips get all fucking butthurt and triggered, and it's
They're keyboard enthusiasts, so they have no life, and they're just like, look at this, you know, and just this we're gonna like say nasty. People put nasty stuff on my YouTube thing too. I don't give a shit.
My YouTube is just
do more because it'll make the more keep eyes on the moving. Video.
And then there are people who do like it that wouldn't have seen it if you weren't saying all
Thank
that.
You.
So it works. Yeah, no.
And for that, I appreciate that.
Oh yeah,
that's why. Like even when Rick and I do the store podcast, we always say leave a comment, even if you fucking hate us.
Yeah,
leave a comment.
Yeah.
You know, it helps. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It helps the algorithm.
Yeah. And we don't care. It's like, we know that you're sad. It's fine.
Plus, Rick and I are evil. So we enjoy evil.
That's a great way to look at it.
It's true.
Instead of being like, stop.
Yeah, I would never get upset. Like, please, I don't delete comments either.
Oh, you don't?
No. I don't care what you write. No. Put it in there. I don't delete them. I don't hide them.
Wow.
You know, what do I care? Some people block people.
Does it make you get crazy?
Oh, I do. You don't block?
No, I've never blocked anyone.
I blocked 20 men today.
I wouldn't even know how to do it. I got to be honest.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Like, they'll probably keep coming and commenting on other shit, and it will push you more into the algorithm. But I just go like, actually, I think you really do like this. And that was rude, so you don't get to see anymore.
Oh, is that what you do?
I don't say it, but I'm just like, I'm blocking you now.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I stopped like blocking right away, but here's who I do block, even if they're defending me. Mm-hmm. If you get in a whole conversation and I keep getting notifications.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
It is. But after
Turn off the notifications for yourself. But let the thing go.
I don't get the pop-ups, but like it'll be a little thing. It's like you get three back and forths. And then if you're still doing paragraphs, you got to get out of here.
Maybe I should stop blocking then. I block immediately because it's always guys commenting on my appearance.
That's so. Oh, I guess that could be. So it's, and it's people not do like, it to me too. Horace I get face, all that.
I get less.
Caitlyn like, Jenner. Whatever. I heard it all.
That's the problem too. It's so hacked. That's what they say. I'm like, just say something original then.
Well, also, I grew up with. In a neighborhood, like I said, South Philadelphia. I mean, we roasted each other. Roasting is a real
it's an art.
Art form.
Yeah.
Come to my mother's house. You'll shit your pants. I have friends that wouldn't knock on my door. Like my best friend Ivy won't come to my door if my brother Johnny's home. She's like, no, I'm not going near there.
That's so
He's
funny.
Vicious. Like He's they mean. All are. But that's how we grew up. So you just had to learn to fight back. I noticed like my nieces and nephews, obviously they're younger, but they're just like
pussies.
They're like, this is hurtful. Like if we do a you know, because we're very competitive and kind of asshole-ish, we'll go like we did archery dodgeball.
Archery dodgeball?
Amazing.
Okay.
Excuse me.
And a lot of the kids were like, no, we're not coming because they know. I was fucking shoot your somebody. Lights out, man. I mean,
that sounds fun
it was
as hell.
So much fun.
Oh my God.
We had the best fucking time. I was like, I wish I had 7 cameras on us idiots. Because there's lots of rules, by the way. So it's not like you have to wear a mask. You have to do it. You know, they're not going to let you fucking, you know, kill your family. Which we were trying to do. I got to be honest. I mean, we were aiming for nuts and clits. And I mean, we were aiming
shot
for the goods. My
arrow.
Poor brother Charlie, every time he was trying to get the fucking thing on the bow, and my brother Billy just right in his dick.
Oh, fuck.
We got to play this. We got to start a league out here.
Yeah, what the hell?
I was in Jersey, so we drove over to Bridge to go.
Fuck.
You know, because we're Philly kids, but right over to Bridge is Jersey. It's 5 minutes away.
Of course, in Jersey, they're like, yeah, we shoot arrows at each other for fun. Jersey.
No, it's because they're trying to get people from Philly to get out of their houses.
Fuck, they're just
they're like, we know who will shoot at us. We know who will pay to come do this shit. Because we always do the trampoline parks, too. Like, we do anything competitive. And they had dodgeball in there. And it was...
Trampoline dodgeball is fun as hell.
That's fucked up. You get hurt.
Oh, you just go up in the air. Yeah.
We also had the big suits, the sumo suits.
Oh, the fat suits. Little suits.
Jersey's wild because they got so much space.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go there. There's just a lot of swamp they have to build over.
Didn't they have like a theme park that got shut down because it was so dangerous? Wasn't that in Jersey?
Probably.
It was like, I don't remember what it was called. There's a documentary about it.
Oh, there's what's the name?
People dying left and right. I don't even.
I started a new podcast where we review documentaries, me and Jeff Danis.
Oh, you got it. You got to find this one then.
So much fun.
I love that. I'm going to find it.
What's his name? A comedian was on it. Nerdy looking guy, yeah, white guy, little glasses.
On the
male comedian,
the one with the park.
Yes, yes, there is a comic on
the Sklar Brothers.
No, it's another fuck. I'll think of it after. But there is a guy. Yeah,
I'll look it up. Yeah, that. I mean, we did some fun ones so far. Ric Flair came out this week, so that's my favorite.
Woo!
Ric Flair's the best. But we did Sylvester Stallone the week before. It's not a documentary on him. It's a. I mean, it's him. Re-editing Rocky IV.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Why?
Listen, that's a South Philly idol, so calm down. But
yeah.
Hey, look. I did the
you did the steps.
I did the steps. I did the reenactment on the steps. I did a very long.
Did you not see this?
No, but I had a twist to it. Well, I kept falling. I rolled down the entire set of Rocky stairs.
Hilarious.
Yeah, people.
And, yeah, people.
I
mean,
I love that you call them the Rocky stairs, and it's the art museum. But yes, the Rocky stairs.
I brought a full wig and a full outfit. I looked exactly like him. I got really into it.
Well, if you type in Rocky Steps,
you look exactly like him. In now I'm up.
Now the purse is getting
loud. Who needs Bumble?
I used to write Stallone and Eleanor on my books when I was little.
Oh, that's my so God.
Cool. You are a cartoon of yourself.
That was your crush?
Oh, Eleanor Stallone. It's the only book I read, that and Larry Bird.
Oh, my God.
For a long time, because people were like, you got to read these books. And I'm like, yeah, they're boring. Well, it didn't interest me. You know what I mean? Like, my mom would try to, you're supposed to read these books.
You
got to
read A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Oh, my favorite movie, but I never read the book.
My mom's favorite book.
Really? Yeah, did you ever see the movie?
No, I don't know what it's about.
Oh my God, it's the best movie.
Is it sad?
Yes.
Of course.
It's so good. But my mom is older, you know, 10 kids and I'm at the bottom. Yeah. So that's all she watched, those old movies.
Oh, there's
A Tree Grows in Brooklyn and I Remember Mama. She won't go out for a week.
Oh, God.
So good though.
I gotta read.
And I mean, Tree Grows in Brooklyn is more about the dad. So it was like,
oh, well, definitely don't want to watch that.
Same. You know what I mean? Same.
Dad!
Okay.
So it's like that, but like, I mean, I'm close with my dad. I know, you know, my dad's still alive. God love him, 87, but.
Humble brag.
Take that, bitches. No, I'm sure.
My dad's alive too.
Yeah. Good.
Well, we're all having fun.
Is he Nutty Butters?
Oh, he's on. Oh, her dad's a
cartoon.
Same.
Yeah,
he's a stout Bulgarian man who literally is mentally ill in a good way, but he's crazy.
Are you allowed to say Bulgarian even if he lives in Canada?
Yeah,
just ask him.
Oh, here comes all the haters.
Yeah.
Thank God. If my dad was around when I went through breakups, these men would be
dead,
pulverized. Yes.
Oh wow.
Very aggressive man. Yeah.
Nobody fucks with my kids.
You know what the best is? My dad. I swear, when he had my sister Karen. That was it. Like, he fell in love. Out of all 10 of us, he only calls her Karen. You know, the rest of us are boy and girl. That is it.
Oh, God.
I swear to God, if I had a gun to his head, what's my name? He'd panic.
I know it's not Karen.
You're not Karen. So one of my Marios was walking home, and my dad was driving. And my dad's fucking crazy, right? Like, insane. The neighborhood loved him, but he was a liability. And he sees Mario in the street and he's literally chasing him with his car.
Oh my God.
In a big SUV, a Suburban, and he's driving up on him and he goes, I'm going to put Karen out of her misery. And I'm like,
it's the wrong person.
Eleanor's boyfriend. Why would you kill Eleanor's boyfriend? Yeah. Like, we're only 17. Why are you killing him? Like, give him a chance. I mean, it was so fun. And Mario's just fucking running and sweating and sweat. And my father's going up on the curb. Like, he's a fucking.
Oh my God.
So funny.
Our dads would get along.
Oh yeah.
My dad would shoot at people while he was driving by.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
I feel like I am
blanks,
your dad.
But it was not. Was it blanks when he shot Steven? Yeah, I think so.
Oh
you
my
need
God.
Real ones for that. But
that's so funny.
Yeah,
that's
because he would say, "What's up, Chuck?" Because his name was Charlie, and he would call him Up Chuck, like throw up.
Oh,
and my dad, is that funny, boy? And he driving down
shit his pants.
I want to date you just to meet your dad.
Oh, you don't have to date me, but I'll bring you over.
Are your parents still together?
No, they split up when I was like 7.
Date your dad, huh?
Hey.
Oh, he's got a lady who takes care of him.
Well, never mind.
Move over, Helen, or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, no. Like Don Myrera says, what's her name again? I know it's a stripper name. Angel.
Yeah.
And she's like the furthest from that. But it's just a funny way to put it.
That's hilarious. All right. Well,
We're wrapping this up. We gotta get this.
Neil Brennan is
getting fucking pissed off. He said yes to this. Eleanor, where can everybody find you on the internet?
At Neil's house. Take it. You shut it. Where is she?
Dublin. Where is she?
Where is she? I'll get her. EJ Kerrigan, Instagram, Eleanor J. Kerrigan for all my dates on my website. So just go to that. I keep the J in there to just show how Irish I really am.
Yeah.
And what are your podcasts that people should listen to?
Oh, yeah. Comedy Store podcast, of course. Definitely. And then I started a new one called What's Up, Doc? And we have 2 episodes out now. We have a bunch in the can. So check it out with me and Jeff Danis.
Yay. Great. Thanks love it. Thanks for doing this.
Go to our Instagram and you can click on the link in our Instagram and there are applications to date Steph.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to nominate
for Neil
or apply to date Steph, we will be filtering those.
Okay. Bye.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.